Mayor Bloomberg is basking in the victory of an Illinois politician after he poured millions of dollars of his own money to help support her. The billionaire mayor's anti-gun political action committee, Independence USA Super PAC, helped gun control advocate Robin Kelly win a hotly contested Democratic congressional primary to replace disgraced Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. Bloomberg spent $2.2 million to run ads like this against Kelly's leading opponent, former Congresswoman Debbie Halverson.
Halverson even co-sponsored a bill that would allow some criminals to carry loaded hidden guns across state lines. Debbie Halverson, when it comes to preventing gun violence, she gets an F. Independence USA PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Mayor Bloomberg traveled to Washington today, meeting with Vice President Joe Biden to continue his push for gun control. He says last night's election result was a harbinger of things to come. Joining us now is Lynn Sweet, Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times. Hi, Lynn. Welcome to WNYC.
Right. Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Robin Kelly was behind in the polls before Mayor Bloomberg got involved, but how do we know it was his money that helped her come from behind?
Well, because there was no other factor but the gun issue, and he had so much money poured into the race from his PAC, both in TV advertising and in direct mail, pounding solely on the gun issue, that's what moved her up.
And the money came in pretty late in the race, correct?
Well, the whole race was very short.
Right.
This is, so your listeners know, this is the seat to replace the now disgraced, awaiting to be sentenced to go to prison, Jesse Jackson Jr. So this was a very, very short primary season. And in January, the Bloomberg PAC started getting involved mainly against one of the Democratic candidates, Debbie Halverson, who was a former House member.
Right, so, and she ran in previous races with NRA support, but the NRA did not put any money or ads behind her in this race. How come?
They did not, and my analysis is that in this current term that she would be sitting in, even though she earned a high grade from the NRA in her past races, and they backed her in 2010, she was for three out of the four major gun proposals out there. So my analysis is the NRA knew they wouldn't have her. It wasn't a district. It's going to be a Democratic district no matter what. It just wasn't an arena for them to get involved in. He had no message in particular to send in this contest, while Mayor Bloomberg and his PAC had an absolute message that they wanted to send, and that is that they have the money and they're prepared to be an influence in races where guns are an issue or could be an issue.
And yet this is seen as a proxy battle between the NRA and Mayor Bloomberg. The NRA told the Associated Press the victory doesn't mean anything in a heavily blue state, which is what I hear you suggesting here. So, and the NRA did not go toe-to-toe with the mayor with ads and money. So can Mayor Bloomberg really claim that this is a harbinger of things to come?
Well, sure, because he has the pocketbook. He has the checkbook to pour money in races. And actually saying that it's a blue state isn't the issue. Illinois congressional districts. There are some Republican districts, and there are some swing districts. This one was tilted for a Democrat to win. How Democratic is it, by the way? And that's why winning the primary is tantamount to winning the general. Jesse Jackson won overwhelmingly in November, even though no one had even seen him since June, and he did no campaigning. So this was a good contest for the Bloomberg PAC to flex its muscle, send a message, and get involved. Even if the NRA didn't put any resources in it, it still was against somebody who ran, who at one time had the NRA approval.
Lynn, you're there in Washington, D.C. Do you think this has gotten some congressional members' attention? What are you hearing?
Well, Bloomberg met with some senators today, including Susan Collins, Mark Kirk of Illinois, John McCain, and there are some signs that there will be some bipartisan support for some of the measures being proposed to curb gun violence. And the coalitions are just forming now, and this is independent of Bloomberg. What his money and his PAC wants to do is to, I think, give some comfort to a wobbly, to somebody who's wobbly on a gun issue, saying, I would like to vote this way, but if I do, I'll get a big campaign problem, in a sense, by putting his checkbook out there, he's telling people we can help.
Lynn Sweet is the Washington, D.C. bureau chief for the Chicago Sun-Times, joining me to talk about the victory of Robin Kelly in a hotly contested Democratic congressional primary in the Chicago area, a race that Mayor Bloomberg spent some of his super PAC money on. Thank you so much, Lynn.
And thank you.